It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We half expected by now to find that the shuttle Atlantis would not launch after all. It had been raining all morning, but in the last few minutes, NASA TV images have shown the crew suiting up, even waving to the cameras. A quick hi, Mom, or I love you.
Weather permitting, the shuttle will blast off at 11:26 Eastern Time from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. We're going to check in with correspondents in several locations over the next few minutes, beginning with NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce, who was at the Kennedy Space Center. Hi, Nell.
Good morning.
So is this launch really going to happen?
Well, that is the big question, and only time will tell, as they say. Right now, I'm looking across a grassy field. I can see the space shuttle in the launch pad off in the distance. There's a big countdown clock here next to an American flag. It's a big digital clock, and it is counting down. A few minutes ago, we just saw the four astronauts go by in the silver Astro van. That's a historic vehicle that's been carrying shuttle crews to the pad since the early 1980s, so since the early days of the shuttle program.
So it's not like a late model automobile. Mobile then, I guess.
No. It's a very retro-looking vehicle.
Can I just mention that as you're looking at what you're looking at, we're looking at NASA TV. The astronaut, the pilots, are actually being fixed into position inside the shuttle, and we just saw one of them handling what looked like a sheaf of paper, like little handwritten notes or some kind of printout of some kind, which he put in a clip and put off to the side. It looked like he was could have been sailing a ship 100 years ago or something like that.
Oh, sure. I'm sure they have all kinds of little cheat sheets to help them out. But all four astronauts on this mission are veteran astronauts who've flown before, so they know the drill.
Yeah, let me ask you, Nell, you've covered many launches, and of course this is a very, very high-profile launch, of course the last one. How does it compare?
Well, I mean, obviously the level of media interest is much higher. I mean, there's a huge number of reporters here. I think 2,000 people have press credentials. There's cameras everywhere. But in addition to that, there's a sort of historic feeling. I mean, everybody is aware that if this goes up today, if the weather cooperates, this will be the final time we see a space shuttle launch. And for the workers here at Kennedy Space Center, that really means a lot. I mean, there are people who've been working here for 20, 30 years. They've put their lives and their hearts into this program. And there's a bittersweet feeling. That, you know, this is coming to an end. I mean, there's a sense of pride and accomplishment, but there's this feeling like, wow, you know, this could really be it.
And we have a member of the flight crew giving a thumbs up as he lies there in his orange suit. And let's go now. Nell, stay with us. Let's just bring another voice into the conversation. NPR's Wade Goodwin is across the Gulf of Mexico from you at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, which is Mission Control. Wade, good morning.
And are we losing Wade there? We got you. Wade Goodwin, are you there?
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Yes, there
we
go.
What's the mood like, Wade?
Well,
I guess we won't find out what the mood is like from Wade Goodwin. Perhaps you can hang up and try for a better phone line there, Wade Goodwin. Don't worry about it. We'll get back to you in a moment.
And if we could move back to Nell then just
for
a moment. There was a question I had for her, which is, almost lost in all of the excitement is the fact that this may be the last mission, but it does have a mission.
That's right. The shuttle will be going up to the International Space Station on a 12-day mission. The shuttle is stocked with all kinds of supplies for the station, a lot of food, a month's worth of food, spare parts. Basically, you know, the shuttle is this huge vehicle. It can carry a lot, and they want to stock up the station and sort of keep its, you know, pantries all ready so that it can keep going after the shuttle retires.
Let's bring NPR's Joe Palca into the conversation here. He's in our studios in Washington. Joe, we're a little more than 3 hours from the launch. They haven't scrubbed it yet because of the weather. What else could go wrong, just so we know?
Well, of course, there could be a technical problem, although they say the launch has been going extremely well. You know, everything's quiet is what they say. There's no chatter about any of the problems. You have to understand that it's not just the weather at the launch site. It's not just what's directly over the launch pad. Mm-hmm. It's also what's in the glide path in case the shuttle doesn't make it to orbit and has to turn around and come back to Kennedy. It's also the weather in southern France and Spain, where there are alternate landing sites in case it doesn't have enough energy to get into orbit, but it does to get across the ocean. And it has to be good at Edwards Air Force Base in California and White Sands and or White Sands, New Mexico, in case it makes it once around and has to land. So there's a lot of weather variables, but the only one that seems to be a problem right now is the general area around Florida.
You know, something, Joe, I have a question for you. I gather it's something of a protective issue that there are only four astronauts on this shuttle. Usually there are 7 or 8, and you would have thought on the last mission there'd be, you know, the full cabin.
Right. Well, this all goes back to the idea of rescuing the crew. This mission was supposed to be on standby for STS-134, the last mission, and it was the rescue vehicle to rescue that crew if there was a problem. There's nothing standing by to rescue this crew. So these 4 people is the total number that can be returned to Earth safely aboard the Soyuz and camp out at the space station if something goes wrong and they can't return to Earth on the space shuttle.
Okay, thanks very much, Joe Palca. And let's go back again to the Johnson Space Center in Houston, where NPR's Wade Goodwin is back on the line. We hope a better phone line. Wade, what's happening there?
Well, it's fairly quiet. People are walking around, talking to each other. Everyone looks fairly confident. It's calm. It's interesting. There doesn't seem to be much tension. People are talking and chatting and waiting for launch.
It's a momentous moment, as you were telling us earlier in the day, but I guess this is the part in the sequence where everybody's busy, and so they're thinking about the job rather than the history.
Yeah, I mean, the tense part hasn't started yet. We're still a couple of hours, not a little less than that, away from launch. So, yeah, everyone's at. There's a lot of hands on keyboards, and there's a lot of double checking going on.
I understand you have a NASA spokesman standing near you. Is that correct, Wade?
Yeah, this is Kelly Humphreys. He actually works on Mission Control floor, and I'll hand the phone to him.
Mr. Humphreys,
Hello.
Welcome to Morning Edition. Good morning.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So you work on the floor there at Mission Control. How many years have you done that?
I have been doing that for about 25 years now.
Almost as long as the shuttle has been flying, then.
Well, I came here for the first shuttle mission that I worked with, STS-26, after the Challenger accident.
So what? Well, goodness, which was, of course, a great tragedy and also a major milestone in the program. What's it feel like to be seeing off the last one, possibly in about 3 hours from now?
Well, you know, the mood here in Mission Control is calm, cool, and collected. About the only thing we're on pins and needles about is the weather, and I know you've been talking about that. But the folks here got a weather briefing, and the crew got the same briefing a little bit earlier, and it looks like we've got a good chance to go off. But in general, folks are focused on the work at hand. They're ready to take over control of the mission once it lifts off from launch pad.
Should we just be clear here, though? I mean, if something goes wrong, if something is found to be wrong, you can call this off until the final seconds if you have to.
Oh, exactly. So we can even call it off after the 3-man engines have ignited 6 minutes before liftoff, 6 seconds before liftoff.
Well, we'll just have 6 seconds. Wow. Well, we'll just have to stand by and continue talking throughout the morning. Thanks very much. If I can get you to hand the phone back to Wade Goodwin.
You're welcome.
And Wade,
yes.
If you're there, what is the impact of the end of the shuttle program on the community there in Houston, where the Johnson Space Center is located?
It's a big impact. I mean, thousands of jobs will be lost here. You know, it's already started. And that's just the civil service jobs. I mean, there's thousands of jobs who are dependent on that. I mean, the tens of millions of dollars in local impact, it's hard to know how much it's going to be. But, you know, the economy in Texas is better than it is a lot of places. And the energy industry especially is going great guns. So, I mean, Yes, there are a lot of rocket scientists here, but in addition to being rocket scientists, there are petroleum engineers and all kinds of different electrical engineers, different kinds of engineers that can take their skills and take them to other places.
All right, Wade, thanks very much. That's NPR's Wade Goodwin at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. The reference to jobs being lost, a reminder that we do not know what, if anything, will replace the shuttle program. We'll continue following this throughout the morning. Special coverage on many NPR stations of the shuttle launch at 11:26. If it happens, it's NPR News.